Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show's second half hour, hour number one, here on this Friday, May 22nd, 2026 edition. Again, Justin Michael for FORCongress.com. If you want to learn more about his campaign, you want to donate some money for his gas, his travel expenses, signs, all of it, very costly, heading into the August 4th primary for Congress, 1st Congressional District. Board of Canvassers met yesterday to approve or deny the candidate petition signatures that were challenged regarding Robert Lujoy, the only candidate not to pass in the congressional race to replace John James. But he didn't fail either. The Michigan 10th Congressional District had three candidates with challenges, but Lujoy was the only candidate who saw his signatures pushed off to the next meeting after the attorney Eric Doster brought up allegations of fraudulent signatures appearing on the petition. The delay came after lunch when Board of Canvassers Chair Richard Huskamp, the Republican, said that the Bureau of Elections would be reissuing a staff report because of confusion over what happened. The number of signatures challenged and the number of signatures that were found to be invalid was not clear, according to Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader. Brader said that the number of signatures was sufficient because even with the challenge and invalid signatures, the petitions needed 83 more signatures. Well, the argument centered around 278 signatures that were not processed by the Bureau. And Brader said that they could go back and process them to then see if it warranted being overturned for an investigation into forged signatures or not. His signatures will be brought up at the next May 28th meeting this coming Thursday, when the Board of Canvassers will be going over the petitions of all of those running for governor as well as the U.S. Senate. Now, the other two candidates running for this seat, signature petitions from Republicans Michael Bouchard and Stefan Dimitropoulos, I apologize, Stefan, were also challenged based on a disclaimer of who paid for the petitions. But because the 10th Congressional District is regulated by federal campaign finance law, the challenge wasn't valid in either case. Philip Tanis, a Republican running against Congressman Bill Huizenga, also faced a challenge for not putting the state in the address, which was rejected by the staff report, and the board sided with that report. So far, the Board of Canvassers have approved 128 candidates that collectively turned in more than 500,000 signatures. Some of the challenges related to judgeships. So pretty interesting where they're going with this, and it will be a very, very important meeting by the State Board of Canvassers coming up this coming Thursday, May 28th. some House bills that were put into the hearing of the Rules House Rules Committee, House Bills 58, 15, 16, 17, and 18, where they pitched a package of administrative rules bills as a way to give lawmakers, courts, and even residents more leverage when state agencies interpret and carry out state laws. Sponsors of the bills intended it for it to rein in the agency's authority and strengthen legislative oversight in the rulemaking process within these bureaucratic agencies and departments. State Representative Luke Meerman, Republican of Coopersville, testifying in the first two bills on behalf of himself, and State Representative Douglas Wozniak, Republican, Shelby Township, said they are meant to put residents and departments on neutral ground when agency decisions are challenged in court. Representative Meerman said, "What we're asking for is at least a baseline neutral stance when going before a judge. We have to look at this as both the agencies, bureaucratic departments, and residents are on the same level. Lansing needs to come down off its high horse when appearing before a judge," said Meerman. State Representative Alabas Farhat, Democrat of Dearborn, the committee's vice chair, questioned the sponsors on what prompted the package, whether there were specific areas showing changes needed to be made, or whether data from other states shows the approach improves the rulemaking process. Well, Meerman did not cite a specific case, while Aragona State Representative point to tobacco and cigar bar regulations as examples of rules he believes have been unfairly applied. Committee Chair Bill Schuette said the proposal mirrors the concept behind the United States Supreme Court's 2024 decision, which overturned Chevron deference. But would it apply in a Michigan statute? Well, one of the other sponsors, House Bill 5817, Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, and House Bill 5818, which was sponsored by the chair, Schuette, which would make larger changes to the state's rulemaking review process. Aragona said the goal is to return more authority to the state legislature. After lawmakers pass laws, agencies then write the rules to implement the laws. The legislators are the one who passed the laws for the state of Michigan, Aragona said. But at this point, departments can then promulgate rules, write them up to implement the laws the way they see fit. Right now, that's what I would deem a very loose oversight on the rulemaking process. We wrote the laws. We passed the laws. The governor signed it. Now we have bureaucratic agencies, department heads implementing rules to supposedly allow them to implement the laws the way they see fit. Aragona's bill would create a process for identifying major rules, including those with larger economic or social impacts, and would require more review before those rules could move forward. Schuette's bill would replace the current Joint Committee on Administrative Rules with a new Legislative Oversight Committee to review proposed rules. I'm going to stop right there. Later this afternoon, when I'm off the air, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has called for a hearing with the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, the JCAR, JCAR. In that meeting, which they probably won't even have a quorum because everybody in Lansing has already left. Two things are happening. Number one, we're heading into Memorial Day weekend on Monday. Number two, they're not going back to Lansing next week. They're all going to Mackinac Island. Today, this afternoon, I'm going to predict that the hearing for the JCAR will not even have a quorum. So what's going to happen? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is going to add more administrative rules over the local clerks in this state on how they're going to run the August 4th primary and the November 4th general election. Excuse me, August 4th, November 3rd. Because they don't have a quorum, they will not be allowed to vote against these rules. As a result, the rules that is being implemented by Jocelyn Benson over this year's election will basically have the power and the full force of law. The rules become statute without them being turned down by the legislators of the JCAR committee when they aren't even going to have a quorum today. Chairman Schutte said the new committee to replace JCAR would examine whether agency rules are consistent with legislative intent, whether the agency followed the proper process, and whether a proposed rule should receive additional review. It's exactly what needs to be done. This current system of JCAR, they don't stop it there. It automatically takes full force of law, and the rules become basically statutory laws. This is so screwed up, people. It's unbelievable. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this package of bills, four of them proposed in the House. Republicans pushing for agency rule changes. Chairman Schutte said this new committee would examine whether agency rules are consistent with legislative intent and whether the agency followed the proper process, whether a proposed rule should receive additional review. Perfect example, what's happening this afternoon in this JCAR hearing with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. We have federal laws and we have state laws regarding our elections. At the federal level, the National Voter Registration Act and the Help America Vote Act, the NVRA and HAVA. When it comes to federal elections, presidential years, as well as any statewide office that pertains to Congress, whether it's the United States House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate, those federal laws must be followed. We have a race this year for U.S. Senate. Gary Peters is retiring. Mike Rogers is going to be the candidate for the Republicans. The Democrats are still fighting it out. Well, guess what? The rules that Jocelyn Benson has already gotten through the JCAR process last October, 2025, February of this year, and later today, May 22nd. Three different rule sets that will be telling the local municipal clerks how they must run their elections and how they have to treat the data from those elections. Right now, Benson has got a rule in place that after the August 4th primary election is certified, Board of Canvassers in Lansing certify the results from the county clerks who have the county clerks, Board of Canvassers certify their counties. Within 1 week after the certification of the election, Benson has told the clerks they have to erase the election. when federal statute says you must retain that data, that information, for 22 months. The rules that Benson wants to operate this election cycle, which, by the way, she's running for governor, is already in place. More rules are coming this afternoon when nobody's going to be at the hearing. State reps and state senators have already left for Memorial Day weekend. They're not coming back next week because they're all going to be on Mackinac Island. This is absolutely insanity, folks. Well, one of the state representatives, Aragona, said the package of bills would give lawmakers a stronger check on bureaucratic agencies and departments when they believe rules are being applied unfairly without the proper interpretation of the statutes. Aragona said this will allow us to have a little bit more power as a legislature to be able to consider these rules promulgated from the laws that we pass and ensure that they are being properly implemented in the state's bureaucratic agencies and departments, Aragona said. This is just common sense, folks. These bureaucratic agencies and departments have been getting away with this crap forever. And as we are now seeing, this Secretary of State creating her own rules on how our elections are going to run this year, the year that she's running for governor. Do you see any problems with that? Can you say Arizona 2022? This is the exact same motive operandi, the strategy that their Secretary of State of Arizona at the time, Katie Hobbs, implemented when she was running to be their governor against Carrie Lake, the very attractive former news reporter endorsed by Donald Trump. Carrie Lake should have been elected governor of Arizona. But because of these type of rules Katie Hobbs implemented, districts, voting polling places in Arizona, like Maricopa County, she became the governor of Arizona. Jocelyn Benson is trying to do the exact same thing this year here in Michigan. Somebody's got to stop her. Well, we shall see who shows up at this JCAR hearing this afternoon. I'll be monitoring it on House TV. Or state senators are even there to get. Highly, highly doubt it. History lesson in our next hour with Pastor Chet Field. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and